Before we spent establishing the klal of Kayach Hashtar and discussing the two possibilities regarding Savyad, that Savyad Shel Baal Din we could learn is a form of Shtar, or we can understand that it's a totally separate Raya. Those are two different approaches to Savyad. What I suggested yesterday was that's the machlokes if chashin and leknunya by Savyad. The Shach who said loy chashin and leknunya, he said as a klal that by Savyad we give it the assumption that it's kosher. The stoma he holds loy chashin and leknunya, his raya is for shtaris, so he holds that Savyad is a form of shtar. Being a form of shtar, it has a kayach shtar. That's the shita of the shach. On the other hand, if you hold that by savyad we are chayshis leknunya, then you hold savyad as a separate raya. Memela, it doesn't have an assumption that it's kosher, and chayshin leknunya. Reb Chaim learns into Rashi. The Rashi that started all the problems, Rashi Kosev Iksav Yadai, where Rashi compared it to Shtari Mamin. Rashi said Kosev Iksav Yadai, Kaimel Arhoitzi Alok Sav Yadai, Shulchayv Lai Gadim Lachasim Nechayrim. Rashi compares Sav Yadai Get Iksav Yadai Mamin. And Mukhi Yosef was Matmiya. By Iksav Yadai of Mamin, there's a rule of Haidars Badin Kamei Eidim Dan. What does that have to do with Gittin? So Chaim is saying that in the Mukhi Yosef holds that Ksav Yad doesn't work out Shtar. Doesn't work out Kayach Shtar. Ksav Yad works because there's a rule of Haidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. So it's like every other Umdina. It's like every other Haidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. It works out Svara. There's no din of a Kayach of Ksav Yad. So where Haidos Baldin makes sense, it makes sense. Where it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. So Mamela, you can't compare it to Get. Rashi, on the other hand, That's the Mukhi Yosef and his kasha. Rashi held that Ksav Yad does have a kayach hashtar, and the reason above a basra yegayva from the chasim dechayrin is because it has a kayach hashtar. And really, it'd be a lot of monayim mishubadim too, except it has no kail. But the reason it comes monayim is because it has a kayach hashtar. So mela, you can be midamet to get. It's the same idea. The concept of Kayach Hashtar is not unique to Mammon. It applies here as well. So this was Reb Chaim's explanation of Rashi. And as I said, this explanation by itself is not enough, because you still need Eidus L'Kiyume. Where do you have Eidus L'Kiyume? So Reb Chaim had to hear a second Nakuda that Rashi is talking that the way they Mesir. Rashi is talking the way they Mesira. We explained Rashi Lishutasa in Gittin that Rameya holds Eide Chesima, holds you need Eide Mesira too. So we need that to answer the kasha, where are the Eides Lekiyum? So there are two parts to the Reb Chaim. There's the explanation of Rashi, that Savyad is a Kayach Hashtar, that's one thing. And then there's the answer, where are the Eides Lekiyum? So that he learns that they were Eide Mesira. Now, in Chashem Mishpat, Sima Samach Tes, where it discusses Ksav Yad, in Sif Aleph, I discussed yesterday, the Shaila of Chashim Lekmanya. In Sif Beis of Sima Samach Tes, it brings in other Machlokes Rishayim, the Machaber Shita, which is the Shita of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, three Gedolei HaPaiskim. You know, the Mechaber's Mahalach is that whenever the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh agree, we paskin like them. The truth is, the sheet is two out of three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. So, al kaponim, the Mechaber's Shita here is the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, he paskins, that if someone comes with a Ksav Yad, someone comes, he has an IOU. So he tells me, I owe him money. He has an IOU. I signed it, I wrote it, that he owes me money. Am I neman to taina parati? The Mechaber says I can taina parati. I could say I paid. Yeah, you come to me. We'll see how you owe you with a piece of paper. It's lachar's man. It's time. It's after the time of payment. I'm allowed to tie a parati. I could say parati. Why can't I tie a parati? You have a piece of paper against me. Why can't I tie a parati? So what would you say? The two possible answers. Oh, what? So then I shouldn't be allowed to say, right? Shabbi has a reason. I shouldn't be allowed to say it, right? So why can I say parati if you you come with a ksav yad that I owe you money? You'd be very angry if Bezdin Paskin that I could say parati. No, you think you have rayas. You have, why do you ask me for a ksav yad? In case I deny it, right? So here you come with a ksav yad and I say parati. The Mechaber says a reason. The Mechaber's words are because lav shtar gomeru. It's his lashon. Because it's not a real shtar. It's not a shtar gomer. So it doesn't have dine shtar. It doesn't have dine shtar. The Ramah brings chayokim. The Ramah brings that there are chayokim who hold that you can't tie in a parati. And you can't tie in a parati. Pashta seals it is a shtar. So the pashtus is that we have now in other machlaikis to hang our hats on. As we're discussing, does ksav yad have din shtar? Yesterday we said it depends on the machlaikis if cheshin l'knunyan. And Rav Chaim said it's a machlaikis rashin l'kiyaisiv. Then we have a third set of mandi amrim. We have a third set of mandi amrim. We have the machaber who holds yinam of say parati. So we apparently hold that it does not have. Again, if you hold nemat separati, then it does not have a din of kayach hashtar. And the Ramah, who says you're not neman, holds fakert. Okay, that would be a glatta way to learn the machlaikis. If the shittis would fit, it would be nice. It would be a nice way to learn that to say machlaikis. If it's not a shtar, it's a haidah. It's a haidah that I borrowed. So if you, I would say I didn't borrow. You bring an IOU, it's a das baldin that I borrowed. But it's not a das baldin that I didn't pay. The packet helps. If I say my DC, you bring me the ksav yad, it's a das baldin. Now the problem here is with this, with Siv Beis, there's a problem. The shittas don't fit. The Nemukiyait, the Ramah, says that he's in the Mukiyaisif, and I didn't look up the Mukiyaisif. I'm trusting what says in the page of Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah is the shittas Mukiyaisif, which Lafi the way was saying would be the Ramah is the one who holds it is a shtar gomer. And the Shach passes like the Mechaber. The way we said by Knunya, the Shach is the one that said that like Hashim al Knunya, that it is a shtar gomer. So the machlokes of parati doesn't fit well with the whole mahalach that we're discussing, and memela needs, we need a hesber in the machlokes. You have to sit and think through a better hesber in the machlokes if you never to say parati. We'll think about it in a minute. Just Rav Nachum in Gittin, Gimel Amud Beis, Rav Nachum, when he explains our Rashi, Amachlekes Rashi in Muki Yosef, he explains that Rashi and the Muki Yosef are arguing in the Machlekes Rishayim if you're never to say Parati. Which means that Rav Nachum is learning that Rashi holds it to Shtar Mamish, the way we're explaining like Rav Chaim. And Muki Yosef holds it's not a Shtar Mamish, the way we're explaining, also the way we're explaining Rav Chaim. And he does tie it to that Machlaikis Parati, the Machlaikis if you never say Parati. Now we have a problem with it. The shittas don't fit. Mukiyaisa doesn't seem to fit. The shach doesn't seem to fit. So the way Rav Nachum shtels it avek, we do have something of a problem. So we're not meshubit to it. We can learn Rashi in the Mukiyasiv argument to Shtar Gamo, and we have to explain Parati differently. It doesn't destroy the binyan that we built. It's just to say that it's this machlokes of Siv Beis is somewhat difficult because the shittas don't appear to fit. Now there is another mahalach in understanding the machlokes Parati on that. If I give you a shtar gomor, I borrow money, I give you a bona fide shtar, a real shtar, two eidim, and later I say parati, why is it that I'm not believed? Why am I not believed? The shtar doesn't say I didn't pay you. Shtar says I borrowed money, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, for 30 days. Today's Rosh Chodesh year. I say I paid you. Why am I not believed? So what's the answer? It's called Shtar Chabiyadi my boy. Right? Every other time, if you say I borrowed money, and I say I never borrowed, I say the Shtar is Nesuyif, whatever I say, you pull out the Shtar and you disprove me. Parati, really the reason for Parati, why if you pull out a Shtar says I owe you money, and I say I pay, why am I not Neman? Forgetting about Sadia. In a regular case, everyone agrees. I say I paid you, you have a shtar, and I believe. Why? Because when people, I would never pay you unless you give me back the shtar. Shtar will be adi my boy. So what's that raya? How would you phrase that raya? That's a kayach hashtar dika raya. Has something to do with kayach hashtar? Well, there's nothing to do with the kayach of the shtar. I'm my shtar is good. Your my shtar is good. Everyone's my shtar is good. The reason I'm not neman is because I would never pay you unless you give me back the shtar. I'm not going to let you have a shtar that says I owe you money if I paid you already. So shtar chabiyadi, my boy. So if it's possible, we can understand the shayla of parati by shtaris as opposed to all other times come out all other times. The time of parati has nothing to do with kayach hashtar. It's a shaila if a person would pay back money and leave the shtar in the other person's hands. By a real shtar, nobody in the world would do such a thing. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy, if I pay you back, I get the shtar back, or at least I get a receipt, I get some proof. What about by ksav yadai? Ksav yadai is not, bein abriyas is not a full shtar. So we can understand what the machlokes is mechaber Ramah. The Ramah says that you're not neman to say parati, and the Ramah says that that's the mukiyas shita. You're not neman to say parati. So why am I not neman to say parati? Is it because he also is a shtar gomor? No, it's an undinu. The Ramah means, not the way Rav Nachum understands that the Ramah is saying it's a shtar gomer, so I can't say parati. No, it could be that the Ramah holds it's not a shtar gomer, savyada. But there's an undina that I would never leave a shtar in your hands, even a savyad shtar, and then pay you back. If I wrote you out and know I owe you on a piece of paper, why would I pay you back and let you keep the piece of paper? You're going to make me problems tomorrow. So it's al shtarcha biyadi, my boy, that the Ramah is saying that I'm not neman to say parati. Now I'm going to have to learn the machaber. I'm going to have to learn the machaber. He says ain't a shtar gomor that people are not so nervous to leave a ksav yad in other people's hands. I don't know why I would be nervous. No, what could be pshat? The Ramah, I explain the Ramah first. It's easier. Ramah says, if I gave you ksav yad, I would never pay you back without getting it back. Ramah, I understand, because that's my nature. I'm not going to pay someone back without getting my piece of paper back. Mechaber is hard, though. What's pshat in the mechaber? Mechaber is saying that I could say parati, and at the time the shtarcha biyadi my boy, we have to say that people are not makbid. What?
Isn't it the same like
Loyidati
and Parati?
I'm saying Parati.
Why
are
you saying Parati? Saying it's a bad shtar.
Well, it might not have a din shtar in the first place, because a person can argue that the Kayach HaShtar, the Torah Shtar Levek, was only by Eidim and not by Ksav Yadah. You could say technically it doesn't have koiches hashtar, the idea, presumption of good.
How does that help here? When he's finding parati, saying it was a good shtar. He's admitting it was a good shtar.
Admitting it was a good, it was a true piece of paper.
So now that he still has it, or is he saying that it's not a good shtar, and take it back?
So he's saying, I'm right, that he has
been. Yeah.
Mechaber's lashon is lav shtar gomer. That's his lashon. So he means not a shtar gomer, and therefore what? Therefore I wouldn't mind. I'm not sure. The Rabbi Chanan above a Basra was tough. Reish Hay, I think. Rabbi Chanan says it brings a Ramban's Lashon, that his Lashon was that if it's a shtar, then you can't want I'm Mishubadim from, I don't mind so much leaving it in your hands. If it's a shtar, you could go to buy Mishubadim, my Lakuchis, then I'm very nervous leaving it in your hands. But Ksav Yada, you can't go Lakuchis anyway. Rashi says, Goyvim L'chasen Echayr. Come on, I'm Lakuchis anyway, so I don't mind leaving it in your hands so much. Again, it's not my nature, I don't know, but that's, anybody here feel that way? You would leave your IOU in someone else's hands? Maybe, it's your friend, you trust him.
Lakuchis, you're afraid that nobody's going to buy a field from you. There's a shot out there that's tested, there's a shot out there that could buy money from you. You
mean it's going to get out that somebody has a shtar, especially if it has a coil, get out someone has a shtar, so even though I know I paid and I trust him, it'll be bad for my business. So that's very nice. You're saying a very big Kiddush, dog. You're saying shtar chabiyadi my boy, maybe that's the Ramban. And the Ramban is saying shtar chabiyadi my boy is only because I'm afraid that I'm not going to get Lakuchis to buy my fields. What? So it's very geschmack. So by Ksav Yad has no coil, that's why the Mechaber says I would leave it in the other person's hands. And by a real shtar, some people have friends they trust, and their friends they trust. Friends didn't trust them, they have to give them a shtar. But they trust them, and they... Maybe it's Shandor Rabban.
Why did he do that in the first place? Couldn't find Eidim? One must be a reason.
Why he wrote Ksav Yad?
Yeah, instead of a regular shtar. Maybe they're more hamish with each other.
I'm stunned at more hamish. He met him in the street and he said, let me money. So he gave him Ksav Yad.
He trusts
him. See, it's... Yeah. See, trust. So maybe it's a good mahalach in the Ramban. So what are we saying now? That shtar chaviyadi, my boy, the Ramban says only when you come on Lakuchis. So taka. He doesn't like shtaris in other people's hands. It makes a bad name for him. Then they can do a credit check on him and he's going to get a bad score because people have shtaris against him. He knows that he paid and he trusts him. He's not going to be teveya. But still, it makes a bad shem. So maybe that's why it would be interesting to look in the sugya of shtar chaviyadi the night boy and see if anybody explains that. Well, the Ramban explains it. The Ramban brings the Ramban and says that's because he can manage lakuchas. That's what we're saying now. I would have said Lav Shtar Gomer who the Kayach Hashtar business, that it's not a real shtar, so there's not so much Kayach. We're saying now is that Lav Shtar Gomer who maybe means that's not a shtar to Manaf Mishubadim, which is the way the Ramban says it. And I think the Shach brings the Ramban. There's a long Shach Yud Dalid, brings the Ramban, he brings the Rajma's Kasha on the Ramban. But Lamaisa the Ramban says maybe it's a Mahama.
This
That's a good kasha. So that's a problem. So we're going to have to say it means he trusts him. He trusts him. He's not going to intervene a second time. Ah, you'll say, why by every shtar? Don't we say he trusts him? You say shtar chabiyan may by all shtars? So you're stuck. If you can say you trust him, so why don't you say you always trust him? So we have to come on to this Ramban that by other shtars which create a shibud to lekuchis, he doesn't want. He doesn't want people like shtars that create a shibud. He trusts it. He doesn't want to create shibud that refers to lekuchis. It's a nice mahalach, but it's a mechudishtik mahalach. The shtarcha biyadi my bahi is because of lekuchis. Again, it's mechudishtik, but it appears to be a Ramban. And, okay. The shach, at the end of Sivkat Yud, Dalid, has an interesting chap. He says, what's lahalacha? Mechleik's mechaber amad. The mechleik is if you katayna parati. Machlaik is if you katayna parati, I give someone ksav yadai, I give someone ksav yad, and later on I want to tayna lakaya parati, so it turns out to be a machlaikis. The Shach has the following chap. He says that what do we do by machlaikis in Chayshu Mishpat? Whenever you have machlaikis in Chayshu Mishpat, we have a rule that the muhzik could say kimli. That the one who has it could say kimli. In other words, you and I have a din Torah. It's a peldik din chayshu mishpat. I can have a din Torah with you, and the Torah depends on a machlaikis machaber ama. I could say kimli like the machaber, and you can't force me to pay you. And I could turn around and have a din Torah with someone else. It's better for me to be like the Rama, and I say kimli like the Rama, and you're not, I don't have to pay you either. There's such a din chayshu mishpat that you can say kimli on a shita that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. You can't find a shita mukubetza somewhere and say kimli, but there's a din that you can say kimli on a din in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, lamaisa, since if I tie a parati, I could say kimli that parati is neman. I could say kimli, I'm saying parati, so I'm going to say kimli that parati is neman. So therefore, because I'm the nitva, you're coming to me to bear for me, I can say kimli parati is neman. So therefore, lamaisa, I'm zicha not get a makpid to get my shtar back from you. Why do I care if you have the shtar? Lahalacha, after the mechaber amar, I could say kimli that I'm neman to say parati, and you can be to bear me. So therefore, at the end of the day, like the Shach, even if you hold in Lomdis like the Ramah, or if you hold in Lomdis like the Mechaber, at the end of the day, I'm not makpid to get my shtaris back. Why am I not makpid to get it back? Because I know I can say kimli parati. As I stay in the Shach. Pischi Tshuva, Sivkot Dalid, brings a list of Achrayim. The Rav Tumim is the first, and the Yehuda and others, who say that that's all Mikradin. Nowadays, where you live in a country where if the person would go to Arkais, he would win with Ksav Yadai. If he would go to Arkais, he'd go to the government. And he'd show, I have an IOU. And I would say, Parati. So in Arkais, the Dina de Malchusa would say that they won't say in Hebrew, but they'll say it. They'll say he has a shtar, you have to pay. The government doesn't know there's a machlekes mechaber ama. They don't care if it's a machlekes mechaber ama, right? In the Gaisha world, if you have an IOU, and I might die wrote the IOU, and I say parati, then I don't win. So Zavtum and Vitumim, nowadays it's just the reverse. Nowadays, I would never pay you and not take the shtar back. Because I know you could go to Arkois and be Tevei. I mean, you're not allowed to go to Arkois, but unfortunately, Jews do go to Arkois. But the Tumim says you could sell the chayv to a guy, and the guy will take me to Arkois. So since nowadays, in our countries, you don't win with a tie of parati, So therefore, Lamaisa today, there's an umdana, I would never leave the shtar in your hands. So Rambam Tumim is saying, in Lamdis, the Mechava can be right, the Ramah can be right, the Shah can be right. But there's a new factor. There's a new factor that nobody's going to leave shtaris in someone else's hands because they're afraid of our kais. So Memela, there's a taina that you paid, why'd you let him have the shtar? So therefore, La Halacha says, the Rambam Tumim, like Yehuda, nowadays, you win with Ksav Yadai. The person can't tie the paradis. Nowadays, there's a time out of dinner. Sure, they will. What? But I can see them say that an IOU is going to win in bed in a Geisha court. We have to find someone who's going to law school. I don't know. The Tumim says yes, and the Abuda says yes. In the United States of America, I assume you win. I assume that if I have a document. The problem is that the government has funny rules about the wording of the document. It could be you just wrote a yeshivisha IOU, and maybe it won't carry in court. But if it's worded properly, ksav yad works. Anyway, my point is this. There are a lot of laws that say Saisa laws, and we go according to the entire. Here, we're not changing the din. We're just saying there's an umdana that I would never pay you and let you hold the shtar. There's an umdana, there's an assumption, I would never pay you and let you hold the shtar because I'm afraid. So therefore, I can't say parati. But when you're going to pay, I have an IOU, and you're coming to pay me, you're going to cover yourself. You're going to make sure, you know, when you buy a house nowadays, when you go, everyone buys a house, they get a lawyer, and they write up documents. Why are you writing up documents? You don't trust me? I'm not going to get to our cars. I'll go to bed. Everyone makes sure to cover themselves legally. It's lachatchila. You want to cover yourselves. It's not against the Torah to file a document. So, the same thing. I'm going to pay you. It's not against the law, not against the Torah for me to be worried of our cars and to go and take back the shtar. You can't say kimli like our cars. You say kimli like Dorma Tumim. You see, but that's not kimli. You're saying kimli has to be. So you can, if you want to go to Tumim, you can go, but you can't go with kimli because kimli means I hold like this shita, and this shita I want to pass on like him, and this shita says I can keep it. That's a kimli. But to say kimli that a crook would get away with it by going to archives, that the words kimli aren't appropriate. It's true that since it's possible to slend up on archives, you would never leave the shah in my hands. That's a time. Alright, so what do I, this shach and tumim just are in a way are mechazik the mahalach, they give chizuk to the mahalach, that this is not a machlaikis sifbeis, it's not a machlaikis in kayach ashtar, it's a machlaikis in shtachim biyadi my boy, not like Reb Nochum, but it's a mahalach that makes b'shitas shtim, makes b'shitas shtim. Does it depend if our kois collect from Mishubadim? According to Ramban, you're asking. According to Ramban, Ishtarcha Biyadi, my boy, I really trust you. So according to Ramban, I really trust you. I'm not afraid you got our kois. So then, will the Lukuchis go and take this Ksavyad and be Teveya based on this Ksavyad from Lukuchis? The Ramban's Mahalo, the Ram Tumas Taina is only a Taina, if he meant like the Ramban, then it's only a taina if the archais would take away from the kuchas. I certainly don't know what the law is, but you're right. Mr. Kamel. I think that by law, if you don't file a lien, you can't be tevea from the kuchas. All right, so what we did this week, we spent the first couple of days on Kinyan Dalet Amis, which I hope you still have memory of, and then we spent these last few days on Ksav Yad. Now, we spent all this crisis on Rashi Shita. We can't forget that there are two other Shitas in the Rishayim. The Shita of Mibuki Yosef, that is Gzeres HaKosov of a Kosav. That Ksav Yadai is different by Gittin because of Gzeres HaKosov of a Kosav B'Yadai. And the Rashba Shita, that Ksav Yodeh works by a get, the Rashba holds, Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, and that's why Ksav Yodeh works. Now those Shitas we haven't spent time on at all. But those Shitas we still have a problem. I'll tell you the problem, I'm probably going to leave it for when the Gemara gets to it on Lamed Aleph. But you have to appreciate, what are we talking about? Ksav Yodeh get. And the way Reb Chaim learned to Mukiyas is Kasha, the Kasha is you need Eidus L'Kiyume. Every get needs Eidus L'Kiyume. So how is Ksav Yodeh Eidus L'Kiyume? That was the Kasha. So Reb Chaim said it's talking with Eidim Asirim. The same exact Kasha, L'Chaira, could be asked on the Rashba for sure, and on the Ran as well. Why did the Ran and the Rashba say? Why is Ksav Yodeh a good get? The man wants to give his wife a get. He writes Ksav Yodeh. The Rashba says, Mordechai wants to negarish Esther. He writes Ksav Yodeh, you give it to her and finished. Where's the Eidus L'Kiyume? Where do you have Eidus L'Kiyume if it's Xeris HaKosov? Or if it's Eidus L'Kiyume Kamei Eidim Dami? You're still missing Eidus L'Kiyume. So the short way out of it is to say, like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it in Rashi, that it's talking that they're Eidim Nisira. So we'll say Hadas Baldin works and it's talking with Eidim Nisira. Because of the other works, it's talking with Eidim Nisira. That's not true. Muki Yosef didn't learn that way. Muki Yosef didn't learn their Eidim Nisira. He went out of Kasha and Rashi. Right? The Reb Chaim says Muki Yosef learned the one way Eidim Nisira. If they want to wait the Mesirah, how does the cost of the other work? So what are you going to answer? Xeris HaKosov. That's the way out, to say Xeris HaKosov. Right? Rav Chazan, I learned by ear, whenever he got stuck with a question, he answered Xeris HaKosov. If he's sure he didn't want to spend time on something, he said Xeris HaKosov. Well, Lachish HaMasinai, sometimes he said. So Xeris HaKosov. It's a bit of a problem saying Eidus L'Kiyume is Gezeres HaKosov. You have to remember back, why do you need Eidus L'Kiyume? What's the mocker that didn't need Eidus L'Kiyume? Time's up for now. We have to come back to why you need Eidus L'Kiyume and then be able to come to a Havana if it's Shaykh Gezeres HaKosov against. Mocker Gezeres HaKosov could be against anything. We'll have to get to it. Now, whether we're going to come back to this Prat or not, the main sugya of Daf Lamed Amid Beis is the first sugya in the Gemara, the Dinam of Chazaka de Be'ikara. You have to learn the piece of Gemara, Taisus Isha Zu, and there's a lot on this. The Shmaitza Hey, and Shef Shmaitza starts with Taisus Divra Maschal Isha. But I don't want you to start with the Shmaitza. You have to start with the Mechaber and not the Mechaber, the Gemara and Taisus. And the other Rishayim will discuss what Taisus discusses. From there, we're going to go to a Shach. The Shach in Hilchus Treifus, if I remember correctly, it's Simin Nun Sukkot Aleph. If he doesn't bring Yevamos Daf Lamed, that's the wrong Shach. I'm pretty sure it's Simin Nun Sukkot Aleph. And the Shmaitz also starts with the Shach. Now that Shach, if you can figure it out, even if you come to first say the 9 o'clock on Sunday until Shir, to figure out Mechaber, Gemara, Taisus, and that Shach, it's not. You read it once and you don't understand it. It's fine. You have to read it at least twice or three times. There's a Machlekes the Shach and the Maram Lublin, who he quotes. And the Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to spend the whole next week on this Taisvis, on that Shach, and on the Hezbollah Chazak in the Meikar.